It's Danger in Your Heart.
Crystal Brown.
And Tavon is the bar.
We are here today filming at William H. Turner Tech in the Media Center, February 16, 2006, about Miss
Jacqueline Lewis.
Describe when and where you were born, a bit about your parents and grandparents.
I was born in Miami, Florida, actually South Miami, not far from the University of Miami, August 14th, 1947. My parents were Mr. and Mrs. Jasper Lewis. I grew up in a two-parent home. My grandparents were Willie and Gussie Gamble, who were the founding members of the Church of God in Christ in Miami, Florida. My grandmother was actually the second black woman to own a car in Miami.
What kind of car she owned?
A Buick.
What was it like growing up in Miami, Florida? And describe your community when you were a child.
I grew up originally in South Miami. I went to first and second grade at JRLE. Then we moved to Opa-locka, where I attended Bunch Park Elementary School and North Dade Junior Senior High School, and they were all predominantly black schools. I had a very pleasant childhood, normal, active.
Describe some of your earliest memories of your life in Miami.
My earlier memories are those of attending church quite often. I did not experience a lot of segregation that I knew of, except that my experiences and activities were in the black community, in the black church, and in black schools.
Do you believe church was a strong base for the community?
It was the strongest base for the community. Our lives and concepts and beliefs and philosophies were built on Christian standards.
Being that Miami was one of the states that were also segregated, do you remember any days of segregation?
I remember seeing it on television and reading about it, but to experience it was only with education, going to segregated schools.
Some of the memories that you've seen on television about segregation?
Blacks not being able to attend public places. They had segregated bathrooms, segregated water fountains, segregated beaches. We went to Virginia Key Beach and whites went to other beaches. We had our own private beaches.
Swimming.
We went to Virginia Key Beach often. Every summer we had our picnics, back to school picnics. We had after school activities there, summer activities. It was like the highlight of the summer to go to Virginia Key Beach.
How did you feel about Virginia Key Beach? Do you think that it was a demoralization?
No, it was a lot of fun. We had train rides, danced out in the open. It was a lot of fun. It was a family outing, family time.
So you never really basically thought about any of the white beaches?
No, didn't have to. Virginia Key was our beach.
Do you remember any civil rights movements or anything that happened in the city of Miami?
Probably the most recent memory would have been when McDuffie was killed on the motorbike, and he was acquitted by an all-white jury, which caused a riot in Miami where lives were lost and property was damaged. That probably was the most demoralizing experience that we had.
When did this event happen and describe the case?
Pardon me?
When did this event happen and
I don't remember the exact year. It was in the early 80s. I had just moved back from Atlanta. I moved from Miami and I went to Atlanta. At that time, they called it the Black Mecca of the South. So I lived there for a while and I came back to Miami. And this was one of the first things that happened after I came back. So I believe it was the early 80s. It caused a lot of anger among blacks when he was not judged by a jury of his peers.
What do you recall hearing about the bombing of the Carver Housing Project in 1961?
I don't remember hearing about that.
So, like, growing up, you were, like, mostly with the black people. You were just, your parents kept you inside, like, sheltered.
Yeah, I was very sheltered. I led a very sheltered life, and we lived in Opa-locka, and we didn't travel much from Opa-locka to Liberty City, only for church and going to the beach and that kind of thing. So it's not like we were commuting constantly to Liberty City in Overtown. Overtown, we went to Overtown for church.
Did your parents ever speak of any of their experiences with segregation or felt harmed by white people?
My father spoke of it, especially of an incident when he was in Gainesville, Florida, and he was called a boy by a white police officer, and he got out of the car and beat the police officer down because he told him, yeah, I'll show you how to treat a boy. So that was, you know, one of the more demoralizing stories I've been told.
Did this, like, alter their behavior in any way? Did this make them bitter, or were they just really carefree about the whole situation?
No, they were not carefree, but at that time it was a fact of life.
So basically,
it was more of an acceptance kind of thing. My parents were not liberated and aggressive.
So the church owned by your family, is it still owned by you guys?
My grandparents are deceased now, but my family still attends that church.
What do you do in the church? What is your job?
I'm not as active as I used to be. You know, when I was growing up, most of my evenings, school nights were spent in church while my friends went to dances and parties. I was at church. And I think a lot of that kind of gave me a real full feeling. But I go sometimes, not often.
You mentioned earlier that you went to Georgia. Were they situations in Georgia different from the situations in Miami, Florida?
Blacks in Georgia were more progressive and aggressive and more in control than Miami. Mostly professional people moved to Atlanta at that time.
Is there anything else you would like to show us?
Not really. You're welcome.